This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Our top story on KRDO News Radio could be a wet night for much of southeast Colorado tonight. There's a flash flood watch that remains into effect until midnight. You just heard the National Weather Service moments ago. There is a flash flood warning that is happening in parts of our listening area. That includes the northern part of El Paso County. Looking at the radar right now, we've got some heavy thunderstorms right around Eastonville, just north of Peyton. Also, just north of Callahan, all of that is moving to the northeast at around 5 to 10 miles per hour. So these are slow-moving thunderstorms that we're keeping our eye on. And, of course, that monsoon moisture is interacting with a passing cold front, a boundary that will produce numerous showers and thunderstorms capable of heavy rainfall. We'll get the latest on the forecast and what we can expect for the next few days with Chief Meteorologist Mary Matthews in just a few minutes. Our other top story on KRDO News Radio, a murdered El Paso County Sheriff deputy is being remembered for his service and sacrifice. The funeral for Deputy Andrew Peary happened today at New Life Church in Colorado Springs. Sheriff Bill Elder told mourners he's at a loss for words because of how good of a man Peary was. Peary was shot to death last week in Security Widefield. The suspect and his estranged wife were also killed. A readiness exercise is happening now at three Southern Colorado military facilities. Peterson, Schriever Space Force Base, along with Cheyenne Mountain Space Force Station, are testing to see if personnel are ready to protect the installation. The exercise happens until Thursday. Base officials say there may be temporary gate closures from time to time. The El Paso County Sheriff's Office is still trying to determine why a small plane landed on Woodman Road over the weekend. KRDO News Radio's Mallory Anderson has that story.
Witnesses reported seeing the plane land on Woodman between Mark Scheffel Road and Golden Sage early yesterday. At least one person said the plane sounded like it was having issues. The sheriff's office said the pilot was able to take off from the roadway and wound up landing at Meadow Lake Airport in Peyton. Mallory Anderson, KRDO News Radio.
Former President Trump says the FBI stole his passports when they raided his South Florida home. Trump took to Truth Social Monday today, claiming agents stole three passports along with everything else. He added, "This is an assault on political opponent at a level never seen before in our country." The FBI has not commented on Trump's post. The average auto loan is climbing to a record $702 monthly. That's the first time the average has topped $700, according to the new Edmunds data. The senior manager of Insight for Online Automotive Resource called it inevitable, considering how much consumers are financing. And finally, the Chicago-based Home Run Frozen Pizza is recalling more than 13,000 pounds of frozen meat pizza products. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says the food may be contaminated with foreign material, including metal. The recall applies to frozen 33.5-ounce cartons containing Home Run in Chicago's premium pizzeria, Deluxe Sausage Classic Pizza. They also have a produced sell by June 6th and best date by December 2nd, 2022.
Increasing clouds across southern Colorado as we expect storms to build across I-25, the foothills, and the Palmer Divide area through about 11 p.m. this evening. Scattered showers and storms will be slow moving, and that will produce heavy ponding on the roads and localized flooding in some locations. So please be mindful of that monsoon flow that has returned for the afternoon hours this week. We will look for another round of storms on Tuesday. Highs will be cooler in the 70s with about a 70% chance of showers and storms after 3 p.m. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mary Matthews with KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.